way you talk. I hate the word you use. I hate the way you think.
Hey, there we go. We're back. Welcome back.
Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's well. Thank you if you're listening. Thanks for coming back. Thanks for finding us. Thanks for listening. Follow us on social media, Twitter and Instagram. We are at I Hate You Pod. And Facebook is the I Hate You Podcast group. Give it cool. a like. Give it a follow.
Are we recording? Is everything okay? Have you resolved all of the technical difficulties?
I think so. It looks like it's recording at least, so.
Sweet.
Yeah, hopefully good. We're good.
Really be unfortunate to sit here and talk and not be recording.
Right, I know. So it would be horrible. That's what they used to do in the old days. Sit around and talk. Ugh.
Exactly.
When I worked at where I used to work, one of the guys I worked with, he met some new girl, and he's like, oh, yeah, we just stayed up and we talked all night. We're on the phone for like 5 hours. I'm like, that's fucking awful. I don't want to talk to anyone for 5 hours. There's nothing I could think of to talk about for 5 hours.
I'm sure I've lived at some a long point life. In our life we've talked for 5 hours.
I don't know. You and I?
Yeah.
I don't think so. However long you and I have spoken at one time is the longest I've probably ever spoken to anybody. It's definitely not 5 hours.
I bet you
it's probably closer to like 47 minutes. Yeah.
It is a long time.
Yeah, it's obscene.
No.
Yeah. I don't know.
Hopefully they live happily ever after.
No, actually they're not together anymore. It was brief, but
he talked too much. It was 5 hours and it was done.
She was like, will you shut up? Because I can't. I'm sorry. This is who I am.
She's like, I have learned all I need to learn in 5 hours. And
you know what?
This is where I call it.
I'll be honest. We could have stopped at 3.5 and my decision was already made at that point.
She was actually sleeping for 2 hours of it.
I just turned on the radio and you heard background noise. Yeah, that's awful. Terrible.
Oh, boy.
Terrible.
Terrible. So what's going on, man?
You know what? There's something I think you pole box finally got right.
What, that cats are an invasive species?
Yes. Did you see it? You saw that too, obviously.
Yes, they are 100% correct. The Polish have gotten this one right.
The Polish Scientific Institute has classified domestic cats as invasive alien species, citing the damage they cause to birds and other wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
Some cat lovers have reacted emotionally to this month's decision and put the key scientist behind it on the defensive. I can't pronounce his name. Wojciech Solaj. I don't know.
Oh, God. You slaughtered that.
His first name is, in my defense, is Wojciech.
Wojciech.
No. Anyway, he's a biologist. And apparently wasn't prepared for the disapproving public response when he first entered this Felis catus, the scientific name for the common household cat, into the national database. So that guy wasn't ready. Although apparently there's crazy cat people in Poland as well. And now they don't own a pet. They own invasive alien species.
Yeah, cats are assholes.
They truly are. Everybody says that, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's 100% true. And they could do, they, you know what they should do? They should, I mean, well, they try. They should reduce how many cats there are. People have a lot of cats. We have 3, for fuck's sake, which is a terrible thing. We had 4 at one point.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're going to blame me. That's not what we're not here to play the blame game. Okay.
No, we feel like we're kind of here a little bit to play the blame game.
To be a unified couple and to show a strong front amongst all the chaos.
I will never have a unified front against the cats.
Yeah, I know you don't like cats, but that's rightfully so, and I think the United States should follow suit.
Yeah, cats. You know what it is? Because everybody gets hateful of cats. They're like, these guys are assholes, and they throw them outside. Mm. Next thing you know, they're all procreating, and shit happens.
You have bands of feral cats running around. Yeah. They adapt. I don't know if cats do. There's a thing with pigs that I've heard many times that, I know it's a weird transition, that maybe it's true with cats, too, that if you take like a normal pig, farm pig, right, regular old pig, and put him in the wild, they mutate and adapt very quickly, like within you know, whatever, a couple of generations or something like that, and that's not that long for a pig. Where, like, you know, like a wild pig in, like, Texas, for example,
okay,
is exactly the same as a farm pig. Same okay. animal, but they adapt to their environment very quickly. And so, like, wild pigs will grow tusks, and they evolve, you know, to having, like, I don't know, bigger noses so they can sniff better, whatever it is. I wonder if cats would do the same thing. Maybe cats would grow more claws, like Baby Cat, who has 7 on her front.
She's polydactyl. It's a normal thing.
She's polyamorous, too. She's a whore. But I wonder if that would happen with cats. How else would cats mutate? They would get bigger mitts, right, like that, so they could defend themselves okay. against
if
wild
If that
animals.
Were going to happen, it would have happened already.
No, they haven't. Most of the cats are not feral. Most of the cats are...
Oh, my God. There are tons and tons of feral cats.
2 last time I counted.
No.
Yeah.
And there are a lot, I won't say a lot, but some of the quote-unquote rescue, you know, advocates, people.
Just dump the cats that nobody wants and make them feral?
Well, no, they will, because it's hard to domesticate a feral cat.
Yeah.
So that they trap them, they will fix them, and then release them back out. If they are in an area where the feral cats are causing problems, sometimes they will adopt them out as quote-unquote barn cats. Or working cats. So they will try to find, you know,
working cats.
Farms, things like that, that want the cats to keep away.
The only thing cats are working for is themselves. They
rats. Well,
cats care not about anybody.
They
else.
Don't care anybody.
They're just
which
little
is fine.
Fucking murderers.
If you're trying to keep the mice and rats away, then yeah. go for it. Just fend for yourself and kill the mice and rats. And
yeah. I wish we could let our cats outside forever.
No, I'm not even sure they would go anywhere if we tried to let them out.
They would sit
point.
By the door. Just,
yeah, they would just be like, "What are you doing?
This is not for
I
us.
I don't belong out here.
We thought about it. We changed our mind." Poor baby cat. And OJ would be like, "Ugh."
Yeah,
they wouldn't know what to do.
So baby cat got out once.
She did. She got
and
out once.
The product
and
was
she got banged.
OJ
and banged up. And
why you gotta talk about her like that? You don't gotta use that type of vocabulary.
Well, it was the first time she went in heat, and she was. Being a cat, and so she snuck out when the dogs went outside, and within 20 minutes, we hear a fracas, and it was...
And
you
that
know,
feral cat yeah. found her. That one feral cat in the neighborhood.
He was having a conversation, goes, so Phil, what are we going to... Wait.
I'll be right back.
Hold on, guys. Some pheromones in the air. She was on her...
She was scarred for life.
She was done, had kittens, and now we kept one, the dumb one.
We weren't dumb. We got her fixed real quick.
Yeah. Unfortunately, not quick enough.
Yeah.
We should have left it.
Anyway.
Good little 8 minutes on cats there that wasn't expected. Other than the Pollock part of it, of course.
Oh, boy.
What else? Been a lot going on?
No. I don't know. Is there ever a lot going on? You know, just stuff, life.
Okay. Anything in particular you would like to discuss? Other than
I got a lot to discuss with you, buddy.
Let's go. Bring it on. Right here.
No, I'm kidding. I don't have anything, really.
You have anything.
And not at this point in time.
Great. Way to show prep.
What? We went to the Garth Brooks concert the other
night.
We
did. Yeah, that's right.
That was fun.
That was a surprise for you.
It was.
Kind of. Well, you knew a day ahead of time.
Yeah.
Because we did celebrate your birthday.
My birthday gift, yeah. Which was very nice. Thank you very much.
One of your birthday gifts.
Yeah.
I'll have you know.
But yeah, it was nice.
Good. It was a good show.
It was a good show. It was a little frustrating because it started so late. Nothing like sitting in your seat for an hour and 20 minutes waiting for the show to start.
Yeah.
But once it did, it was a good classic Garth Brooks concert. He puts on a good show.
Second time we've seen him together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he puts on a very, very good show. He's a good entertainer. So I was glad we got to go. Had decent seats too. It was good.
Yeah, it was fun.
We didn't join the Your Mom's House crowd who troll Garth endlessly and claim he's a mass murderer. Yeah. Is Garth Brooks his real name?
I don't know.
I wonder.
I guess I always assumed.
Yeah, but it may not
but
be.
May not
be,
using, be.
I mean, it's a terrible stage name. I guess a good stage name for country music shit, but...
Well, yeah. What a better name than Garth.
Garth. No, he's not. That's his middle name, that fuck.
That's not surprising.
His first name is even worse. His first name is not Troy. Troil. Like Royal with a T. Troyel Garth Brooks.
Troyel.
I don't think it's Troyel. He doesn't look like he'd be called a Troyel. Aaron. What a fucking goof. Troyel.
Troyel Garth Brooks.
Man. There's so many, Brooks. You know, I thought about this. There's so many concerts and like, even like comics and stuff are just touring like fucking crazy. And I'm sure part of it is, you know, making up. I wonder if it's like a feast or famine mentality. Is part of it like making up for 2021 or 2020 and 2021 where you couldn't do a lot of that?
Maybe.
Or is it taking advantage of the time when you can do it because who knows when something else is going to come along and shut it down again?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Plus, I think a lot of people are, you know, are itching to get out and do stuff because they weren't able to for
so long.
Yeah,
for sure.
So capitalizing on, you know, not say it's easy to sell out, but, you know, if everybody's willing to go, why wouldn't you, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I guess that Bruce Springsteen concert, the tickets go on sale yesterday or something, they're gone, like, instantly almost or something. Like, I don't know. I don't give a shit. Bruce Springsteen is terrible, and he's so fucking overrated. And if you like him, I'm sorry. You have bad taste in music.
Yeah. I mean he's okay,
no,
but
he's,
I don't
he's,
understand.
The, he's one of the worst.
You have stated your opinion. Now let me state mine.
I've stated
mine.
The facts, ma'am.
No.
I'll have you know.
You don't even know what facts are.
It's a fucking machine where they print out paper that somebody else sends you, you know, a thing. A letter. Correspondence, if you will.
Now, as I was saying, he's okay, but certainly not worth $1,000 a ticket.
Is that how much they went on sale for?
I saw some that people were paying that much. Yes. I saw something
like
that.
From like the... Like Ticketmaster or whatever
yeah,
it is. That's
no,
how much they list that shit
know.
For?
I just saw a headline and it said some elite seats were $1,000.
Wow.
And I just thought it was so outrageous. I didn't even waste my time to go past that headline because it's dumb.
Yeah, that's insane.
I'm sorry. He's a human being like you and I. And
he's a human being that writes terrible music. Yes.
Yeah, he's not, you know.
He's the worst.
Mm-mm. He's not the Pope.
He's not anything. He's garbage. Born in the USA, and we're embarrassed that you were my dear friend.
Oh, would you let it go? You make it sound like he's enemy number one.
I don't know. Two bad things came out of Jersey, Bon Jovi and him.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, not good. Not a good start to the century.
I see.
Hopefully they'll do better in the 21st century. Get it together, Jersey.
Wow.
Yeah.
We'll be in Jersey in September.
Yeah, that's right.
That's all I'm saying about that.
Iron Man. It's going to be awesome.
A lot of training camps started this week.
Yes. I haven't really seen much anything about it, but I know that they have.
Yeah. I don't know. All I saw was Aaron Rodgers showed up to training camp.
Bro,
dressed like Nicolas Cage and Con Air, and I absolutely loved it. I said that was so epic.
So funny. That
and
was
so
awesome.
Spot on.
Yeah.
Did you see
it? So good.
If someone hasn't seen it, go to the interwebs, look it up.
Google Aaron Rodgers Con Air. It'll
yes.
come up.
And
it's Rodgers with a D.
Just
the way he likes it.
Oh, my God. Dude, he's going to come here and kick your ass.
Good. I'll sue that motherfucker's ass, man. Mm.
Great. The life insurance policy probably has a disclaimer saying that if Aaron Rodgers kills your husband, this policy's null and void. Great. Now you get nothing.
Only in Wisconsin can you get such a clause. And it costs a lot. It's an expensive insurance rider to carry. But people do.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All right. There was our little ditty on Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that was funny, though. I saw that. That was something for, you know, I don't know how it popped up, but I saw it somewhere. And it was good. Yeah. Well, good job, Aaron. Aaron. He is Aaron, isn't he?
Yes, he is Aaron. I don't know. I don't know why he did it.
Why not? He's got the hair.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's not like.
And didn't
like
he dress up
camp
like,
is around Halloween or anything?
Yeah, and he dressed up like John Wick last Halloween, right? When he was growing his hair out, wasn't there pictures of him
something
in like
yeah.
black suit and everything, like uh-huh. Mr. Vick? That sounded more like Lyman Zurga from Ocean's 11.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Benedict, I have never liked the touch of steel on my hands. My name is Lyman Zurga.
Oh, boy.
My name is Lyman Zurga. I can keep going.
You don't know. You shouldn't have even started.
Not even with that. Any part of Ocean's 11.
Yes,
if you want
know.
Me to pick up the dialogue, I would be happy to.
Not necessary. And so,
Yes. What?
I don't know. Oh, did I hear something? And you know what? It was just a quick blurb.
The Blarney Stones coming to Buffalo on a tour for St. Patrick's Day.
I don't know what that is.
No.
Is that a band? I don't know. It doesn't matter.
It probably is. Yeah.
So, that there was talk of getting Keanu to play Batman.
I have not seen that. No? I would not be a fan.
No?
No.
I think he's got the voice for it,
though. He's too good for it.
Yeah, I mean, they would have to really write it to be an epic role, but...
He'd almost have to be like John Wick-type Batman
right.
dressed
oh,
as
yeah.
a bat. Yeah.
Yep.
You'd
have
that.
To be a dark Batman.
They're all dark Batmans for some way or another. Is that shaking?
It's an earthquake. Yeah. There was an earthquake today.
Somewhere in the world, probably, sure.
No, like in western New York.
You think
like
it was
Wyoming
an earthquake?
County, which earthquake? Is like 45 minutes from here.
Earthquake?
Not earthquake, sorry. Tornado. My bad.
Is I'm something shaking? There was an earthquake.
There was an earthquake
in western New York today.
My bad. Getting my natural disasters mixed up. It's
Your
been a
natural
long day.
Disaster.
True.
Yes, I did see True. Something about that. Yeah, there was a little EF2 is how they classified that one.
Mm-hmm.
Not a 1, which is actually not as impressive as you think it would be, because a 5 is really what you strive for if you're a tornado. Right? Because, I mean, you would think a 1 would be the best. Finsky.
That's not the way it works.
It is. That's the way tornadoes work.
And that 1 is the best?
No, that's what I'm saying. You would think it would be.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
EF5 should be like, you know, going to community college.
Yeah, but I said that's not the way it is.
No offense to community college people. My son went there. I know.
So did I.
It doesn't make any sense, though.
So did you.
That's my point. Yes.
Yeah, but that's just the way it is. Isn't that that's how hurricanes
are? Who
are
you,
do,
Bruce
right?
Hornsby? Stop saying that.
No.
Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Talk about, oh, God.
Yep. All right, I'll see ya. And, folks, it's a solo show for the rest of the way. You're welcome.
I've got a bike ride to go on, wait. So.
You do. We should get in some training stuff, though. I mean, like, I've been following my plan. It's been great. My legs are sore almost all the time.
Good.
Today, I ran again. Actually, I shouldn't. Why was I saying today? Tomorrow's a rest day. But then on Saturday, I got to run like 5 miles or something like that. And
cool.
Ends up being like a 20-something mile a week. Oh, no, 23 mile a week. So I'm sticking to my plan. I'm doing that. It's tough. It sucks because I hit spots sometimes where because my legs are so sore and I feel like shit. When you start out running, you're just like, why am I even bothering doing this? Do I need to run? Like yesterday when I did 4 was rough and my thought popped into my head of saying, do I need to run this often? Like this plan, maybe I should find a different plan that doesn't have me running as much.
You're not running that often. What are you doing, 4 days a week?
I'm running 5 days a week.
Okay.
That's a lot. But. So I hit those things sometimes, and I got to, you know, it's been a while since I've struggled mentally with sticking to a run. It's not because of a distance or a pace. It's because of just the volume right now.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. I'm going to do it. I'm going to stick up. I mean, you know, as shitty as long runs might be at times, I'm still going to do this thing.
Yeah. You got it.
Yeah. But training is progressing. Yeah.
And you could, I mean, there's things you can do to, you know, help your recovery and that kind of thing.
Ooh.
To keep you fresh for the runs. But
you
have to actually do it.
In addition to the Garth tickets, what was one of the other things your awesome fucking husband got you for your birthday?
One of those massage guns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude. So good.
Oh, it's awesome.
You hit a muscle with that spot. If you got like a sore, like I've got one kind of, I don't even know what it is. It's the upper platymus.
I was waiting for you to make up some sort of
I don't know.
Term.
In my leg, in my like behind, like upper hamstring in there. Anyway. Man,
gluteus.
When you get that thing to fucking just like blast right in that spot, it feels so fucking good. Holy crap.
You just got to do that on the regular and.
Ooh, man.
There you go.
Yeah. It almost seems like I bought that for selfish reasons.
I think it was selfish anyways.
It wasn't. I had no intention on using it until you actually.
Well,
like, said,
no,
do you
I think
try?
That
like,
the reason
right.
you bought it for me is so that I wouldn't request you to. Hon, I'm sore. Can you rub this part of my back or can you do this? Because for whatever reason, you hate to touch me. So apparently I'm repulsive. And I say, you know what? I've got a knot in my back right here. Can you just... And you're like, ugh. Like, I've just asked you for $12 million or to, like, file down the corns on my feet or something.
Which we need to talk about. Those are gross. You know, I think I'm always afraid of under-delivering on that. I think, like if you say, like, I have a knot in my neck, rub my neck, I'm... My mind goes to, she's committing me to 20 minutes of work here. And I'm like, I can't, I'm not going to keep, my hands can't handle that type of a massage. And so I'm like, why bother? Here's a gun.
Okay, but.
Like, do it yourself. Here's a gun. It's true. My hand dexterity
is terrible.
That's fine.
If I need a full body massage, I'll have to go pay somebody, I guess.
Oh, I'll help. I'll hook you up. But
no,
you know.
No, you don't like to.
Jesus.
Do you people see what I have to deal with?
Jesus Louises.
Just saying.
Yeah, well, just say it nicely.
Saying.
You ever a fan of the Choco Taco?
I don't know what that is.
Shut up. That taco shell that has ice cream on it, it's like a sundae in a taco shell. It's called a Choco Taco. You've never seen or heard of a Choco Taco? I'm like, well, this
not
makes
really.
This irrelevant
okay.
then. I was going to tell you, like, they've decided to be, they're going to be discontinued.
And well, I've never that had one.
All right, you don't even know, so why am I even talking to you about this? I gotta call Ryan up. He's Mexican. He'll understand.
Oh, boy.
They're so good. I haven't had one in probably since I was a kid, but. Choco tacos are delicious, man.
Yeah, you're not a fan of ice cream.
I don't know why. Not often.
I think ice cream's freaking delicious.
It is so good, yeah. That ice cream we had in Harrisburg when we went there after the mini golf thing was fucking good. I just don't like eating it all the time. Fat enough.
You don't even eat it ever.
Fat enough.
Oh, boy. So I'm going to have to bring back a segment just for today.
Is it Facebook Marketplace post?
Yes.
Why wouldn't you have warned me? I could have had the music ready.
That's why I didn't warn
God
you.
Damn it. I'm going to put it in here anyway. Edit.
No, because we can just go, what was my... Doodly-doo-doo, doodly-doo-doo, doodly-doo-doo-doo. Facebook Marketplace post. Doodly-doo-doo, doodly-doo-doo. There you go.
That was almost like it. I'm very impressed considering we haven't heard that in a while. All right, go ahead, please.
So
share it with us this
Facebook Marketplace
relaunched,
post.
Revisited, brought back from the dead...
Compliments of
artificially
nephew
resuscitated.
Scott. We have got
segment.
The heart-shaped Wendy's chicken nugget. That's right, folks. It is a chicken nugget from Wendy's, perfectly shaped like a heart.
So this is just like one nugget that happened to be mutated that somebody's literally trying to sell on Facebook.
Yeah, it looked like maybe like two nuggets fused together
well,
to
you
make
see
this
when
concoction.
A boy nugget and a girl nugget love each other.
How much do you think someone should ask for a heart-shaped Wendy's chicken nugget? Do you want me here? You know what? Let me read some of the paragraph here. Just so you can really
much,
get the feel.
But sure.
It says it's extremely rare. It's a one-of-kind heart-shaped chicken nugget. You got to feast your eyes on this culinary masterpiece because this is the only one ever made. Well, yeah, because it was a mistake. So here's your chance to purchase this tasty yet beautiful piece of art. Why buy a wedding ring when... Your woman loves food, especially in the shape of a beautiful heart. This is probably the best gift you could ever buy for your loved ones. I will stop now. Go ahead.
Is it preserved or something? Or is it just like in a Ziploc bag? Like this clearly, even by the time you've read this and it was posted, it's gone bad, I'm sure. So that can't be legit. How much are they asking for? Tell me, I'll tell you.
Well, if you have a yacht. Or perhaps a lake house or something of equal value.
Of equal value.
He will take a trade. But he knows what he has, so no lowballs.
This is a very funny joke prank posting. I love it. I think there should be more of those on there. We should make some. We should do that.
So, you're not even going to venture a guess?
Well, sure. He's... Making equivalencies to, is that a word, an equivalency?
You might have just made it up, but go ahead.
Well, he has made multiple equivalencies to both a yacht, not just a boat, not just some little, you know, not a little fishing boat, a yacht or a lakefront cottage, lake
something? This is a lake house.
Lake house. Okay.
Yeah.
So he's has to be asking what? $250,000.
No, not quite. No.
All right. All right. Then he's going crazy. He should be asking that.
But no, he's only asking $100,000.
Oh.
So it's like a bargain for you. You were expecting to be so much more.
Not that I have either of those. You know what, though? We got to play the fucking Mega Millions drawings tomorrow. It's over $1 billion.
Oh, I thought that was already. Didn't somebody win that?
Nobody won.
No, the $1 billion one.
No, the drawing's Friday, I thought. The last one was on Tuesday.
Right, nobody and nobody won, and then it was up to a billion.
Yeah, so when's the other drawing? They're not going to do it on Wednesday. That's the only other night it could have been. There are two of those a week, Tuesday and Fridays, I think.
All right. So I swear I saw somebody won the $1 billion.
Somebody has in the past, I think. It's happened before, but.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, so we got to play that. Even if we get a piece of that, man. Lord, give me, I don't know how many numbers you have to get. Five, and then that Powerball?
I don't know.
Six in a Powerball? Give me five or four in a Powerball. That's all I ask.
I'll take whatever.
I know. But anyway, we'll try and play. We got to try and get a piece of that action.
If I get more than what I paid for the lottery ticket.
Yeah,
I'm
right?
Holding.
Be happy with no numbers. You get a $2. You get another ticket. Huh?
You get a free ticket. Sweet.
Yeah. I hope we win.
You never know.
That's a Princess Bride line. Inigo. What? I hope we win.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Andre the Giant.
Stop that.
Does that sound terrible?
That
sounds
horrible.
Terrible in my head. Anybody want a peanut? So bad. You don't know that movie, so you don't get that line.
No, but clearly you're trying to imitate Andre the Giant.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I just said.
But it's not good.
That's also what I just said. But I'm going to keep doing it.
It was. No, don't do that. It's bad.
Oh, my God. God. Anyway. See, poor Elon was being dragged through the ringer again. People saying he was banging Sergey's wife. Turns out not to be true, apparently.
Well, that's what everyone's claiming.
Well, I know, that's what they're claiming, right? Everybody, the three of the people involved in the alleged knowledge of this.
I mean.
They're saying that.
Well, sure.
Everybody's out to get Elon. They are. Do you see those pictures of him on his vacation this past week or something like that?
Well, where he's all powder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really funny. I mean, everybody's, you know, making fun of him, I guess, and whatever. Sometimes comics just have a different take on things. Andrew Schultz is on Rogan's podcast this week, and he was talking about that, and he goes, you know what that looks like to me? You know what that means? He's working. He's inside. He's not getting out and playing. Yeah. He is always working.
Yeah.
That's just a funny way of thinking about that. You see some blonde, pasty fucking
billionaire. I don't know if it's a funny way, but that's the truth. Well, that's, I mean, exactly what I thought was because the man doesn't go outside.
That's exactly what you thought?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway. Yeah, Elon.
Which is a sad life, if you ask me.
I don't know. He must love that stuff.
I guess.
It's done him well so far.
Has it?
He's like the richest man in the world.
But what good is it if you're not doing anything enjoyable with life?
He's doing what he wants. He's doing he enjoys what he's doing.
I hope so.
I wonder what that Twitter thing's going to ever happen. I don't even know what the status is of that. They're trying to sue him to make him go through with the deal or something. I don't know. You know why I don't know about that? Because I'm not on Twitter as much.
Sad that that's your news sources.
Dude, Twitter is the best source of news or information in the world.
Sure.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. It really is. If you're looking for like new headlines, you want to see what people are talking about, all that kind of shit, it'll show
you. No, it's a good source for verbal vomit.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. It's the worst place in the world in that regard. I would say Reddit's probably worse, but I haven't been on Reddit in like 6, 7, 8 months.
I've never been on.
I tried it.
I don't even know what that is.
Horrible.
It just sounds so dark and weird that I don't even want to.
It's not dark and weird. It's just like a fucking. Fucking forum like the old days, been fancier shell. People will post something or an article, and people make comments on it. But yeah,
so that's like
Twitter
every other social.
Pretty much,
media.
Yeah. I don't understand why it's different, but it is. I'm too old for all that nonsense, I guess.
Okay.
But yeah,
right.
I'm on Elon's side.
Oh, as promised, we did the tortilla challenge.
Oh shit, that's right. I have to cut some video. I haven't even looked at that.
Oh man,
Jesus, that's right. So on game night, we did with there was five of us total. We did the tortilla challenge. Nobody spit out water.
No, I'm pretty proud of all of us. Apparently, we just didn't think it was that funny. I don't know. I mean, I think we just all took pleasure in beating each other with a tortilla.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah. But there were some good smacks. I'll have to try. We'll try and work on that. We need to get some of that posted then. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little montage of the smacks. If I can get some film editing done. Maybe I'll have Andrew do that. There we go. If you're listening, kid, you got some work ahead.
He's just got an internship with the podcast. He's got to do some film editing.
Well,
but it was funny.
Yeah, it was. It was good. Good time. We'll have to post that stuff. All right, we're done. We're wrapping this shit up. You and your weird Polish cat thing. We got to figure that out.
Figure what out?
What to do. Because if Polish people now are under the restriction of cats being aliens,
they can.
Shouldn't the Polish people here do that? Solidarity? One with your people?
So they made this declaration.
Baltic life for life?
So zip it. They made this declaration, right?
Warsaw, you saw, I saw.
But what does it mean? Nothing. I mean...
It means they have to have green cards now.
People help me.
Rio Grande. They're going to be coming across our border. Just you wait.
Yeah, our border.
Make their way over from Poland, and they will cross.
They are just going to start shipping.
You're going to be...
Whole cruise line boats filled with cats. They're going to be just letting them loose on our shores.
It's called the Feline Sea Line, and it's already in the works, just on a smaller scale.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's going to be terrible. They're going to come up. There's going to be, what do they call those migrant swarms? Hordes? What do they call them? What?
Of cats.
Yeah. Just moving up. They'll be tracking it like, oh, it's in Guatemala now.
You'll see all the mice and rats there.
I wonder. It would clear them out. It would push them all out from the inland out to the sea, and then all those beach resorts would be screwed because there'd be rats and animals and all kinds of stuff running around there.
Mm-hmm.
All because of the feral cats making their migrant travel journey, whatever you want to call it, to the United States via Poland. All right. We'll update you when that happens, guys. All right. We're done. I love you.
Love you too, dear.
Bye.
Bye.